Good morning, everybody. My name is Dr. Yogesh Pawar, and I'm going to be your e-facilitator for this project management course. It gives me immense pleasure, and I'm very, very excited to share about the content, about the information, about my learnings as a project manager that I've worked for almost 15, close to 16 years now. Working with various multinational companies as project manager, working at various departments like learning and development, business intelligence, and having an exposure that has helped me to groom myself as a professional. I think one of the biggest skills today that is helping me to grow as an individual is able to manage projects well. And why do you require to manage projects well? Of course, because it's time, it's cost, it's quality. Every time as a project manager, if you tomorrow will be able to deliver correct quality, perfect cost, perfect time and delivery, you will find yourself growing in your professional career. For now, we're going to start off with this course, and this course is of course called as project management. Let us have a quick look on what we're going to talk in the introduction chapter today on project management. The beginning is, in this modern era and the global environment, management science is the key of the success in every field, in every sector. The beginning that we're going to do is, amongst the various techniques of the project management scores, we're going to look at a very important tool, as I spoke earlier, which is going to be your quality, your cost, and your delivery. These are three arteries of business heart. Now, whether it comes to any project, whether it comes to any kind of deliverables, these three become the imperative aspects of any project. Now, let me give you a quick example of how do I consider any project as. If you understand, everything around us is a project. Our life is a project. The college that you're currently attending for the degrees that you want to pursue is also a project. Why? Because at the end of the day, this project is going to end. It is a temporary endeavor. So during this journey of e-learning program of project management, we will very systematically understand, learn, and review our assets of our learning. About the project management, in the subsequent slides, we're going to take you through all the 12 chapters, rather 13 chapters of project management. This journey, I will be the part, and I'll probably be the enabler. You can be putting across relevant examples to you about project management. Now, business project relations, project culture, generating business ideas, concept of a project, what are the different types of projects, transformation of business ideas into project. Now, it's important because we've got lots and lots of ideas, and how do we actually convert them into projects which are more sizable, quantifiable, which has quality, which has delivery time, which has money involved into it, and build the basic foundation of project management to enter smoothly in a wonderful project management arena. Every time when you execute a project to its best, trust you me, you're going up in the corporate ladder that you're looking forward for. Our journey, part two, will be the various phases of projects. Like, there are initiation, how do I initiate a project? How do I understand that the project is profitable right at the idea level? How do I understand to create a budget? How do I understand, how do I get investments for it? How do I impress my stakeholders so that they invest in my project? How do I get approvals from the stakeholders? How do I plan for something? What are different phases that I can plan in a project? How can I execute a project? And of course, the last and the most critical element of it being, how do I control and monitor my progress? The journey shall conclude with a successful accomplishment of our objectives. That is, acquire skills, scientific knowledge about the various project management tools, techniques, and how we can implement them into our real life scenarios of our project. Thank you very much. We are now finishing with the first chapter or first introduction of project management. Let's move on to chapter 2.